Flying Cool Tech 39, July 8th, 2005. Well, as you saw from this morning, our recorder failed on us again. I must be doing something wrong about the way I walk. These walks home tend to produce this problem. I know I had to, it was like three shots before I got that first guide dog walk completed. So we're going to try this again. And I think the way I did it last time was I put the recorder in my back pocket. Putting it in my front pocket, I think, makes it move around too much. And I don't know if it crashed the hard disk on it or, well, I didn't crash it, but I noticed it was awful hot when I finally got here this morning. There's nothing that makes you madder than sitting there talking for 40 minutes and you only get 12 minutes worth of it, so. But it's Friday afternoon and life is good. So I'm gonna try. Good night.
Good weekend, Larry.
Yes, sir, you do the same. I won't be back.
You
coming out?
Larry.
Hey, Mo.
You got it.
I got this one. Quit looking backwards, Jake. He's even walking backwards. Y'all have a good weekend. Jake, let's go straight. Come on. There you go.
Now, is this the same dog? No, your other one. You still have your other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a long-haired one. So, as I was mentioning this morning, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and do this in an orderly fashion. So, we've gotten a lot of good user response, a lot of emails, a lot of nice feedback. And I think I mentioned Scott in Australia. I think that's where you're from, isn't it, Scott? I want to know a little bit more about care and feeding of a guide dog, so we'll touch on that today. Left, little buddy. Good boy. And got several emails about people enjoying the podcast. Even that, well, I won't say it was a boring dinner. It wasn't a boring dinner for me, but as I was listening to it, I thought, ah, well, I'll just stick it up there and you can delete it if you want to. So Jake just took me around a piece of trash in the sidewalk there. He's a good little doggy, aren't you, buddy? And so people enjoyed that, and had a couple of people that are interested in submitting pieces, but I haven't gotten any yet, so hopefully we'll be getting a few of those. One of them was from well, I won't spoil the surprise, but this is a guy I've known for many years, and been over to his house, I guess, once or twice anyway, when he was living in the D.C. area. And he sounds pretty interested in submitting a audio piece on a really exciting project he's been working on. and I'm very interested in getting it. I honestly, I had tried this thing and had a few problems with it. I need to try it again. It may be working quite a bit better now. But it is really, really cool, and I guarantee you're going to be interested in it. So, Josh, if you're listening, let's do it, dude. Even had an email from Rick that suggested we rename the show the Liz and Larry Show, or the Larry and Liz Show, or the Dude and Dudettes. So, we might do that. It's a good suggestion. All right, good boy, little buddy. I think we're going to do something a little different here. We're going to cross Frankfurt Avenue right here this time. Left. Oh, that was fast. Good boy. Hold up. There you go. That's it. Good boy. Hey, that was Rob waiting at the bus stop. I could smell Pamela's perfume. So, we got a lot of interest in. How y'all doing? A lot of interest in some, you know, more soundseeing tours, which we can certainly do. Before I do any more in the car, though, I'm going to wait till Liz gets her car back. Her son's got it right now. The whole thing is, his car got some hail damage, so he brought it down here when he had to leave. Got 2 weeks leave. He's stationed in Fort Riley, Kansas. And he was going to let her get it fixed, but it's been trouble getting parts and dealing with the insurance, so she's kept that car a lot longer than she wanted to. She prefers her car, which is a Suburban, a white Suburban. And I must say, that Suburban is much more comfortable and quieter. Let's see, what other email did we get? We got a several compliments on the show, and I really appreciate those. I really do. It's you know, sometimes you do this recording and you wonder if anybody's listening to it, and then all of a sudden you get a whole slew of females emails. Good boy, little buddy. So we're continuing on with our bushwhacking session here. Haven't ran into anything else too low yet. I really got clobbered yesterday. Yeah, these could stand some trimming. Jake's looking up and trying to get me around them, but yesterday I really whacked my nose on some dry branches. Well, 2 days in a row. So, as you saw from this morning, I brought little clippers with me. Little branch clippers. And I think I mentioned to you, I met this neighbor of mine who was a city council member. And he walks quite a bit like I do. And he told me I should be charging the city for cutting these branches. You know, I kind of mentioned to him, I hope I don't get in trouble for this. And I still may. I mean, Liz won't, she won't let me do it when she's with me. And also, one day, my dad was here up from, he lives in Hope, Arkansas. And a lot of times when he's visiting, and I, you know, sometimes I do go to work while they're here, and he walks up and meets me and walks back with me. We were walking back one day, and
hello.
Hi, how are you? And I wonder if people just talk to you more when you're just sitting here talking to yourself like this. People are really friendly in Louisville. But anyway, we're walking past this bakery up here. And there was a lady out sweeping the sidewalk, and she says, are you the ones that called? And I said, you called about what? And she says, well, there's some blind guy with a dog said we need to trim our branches. And I told her, I said, no, I wouldn't call. I would just trim them. And she says, well, I wish you would trim ours. So I don't think there's going to be. I mean, I've been doing it for several years now. Nobody's said anything, so. And just think, if I do get in trouble, I'll make an interesting podcast for it. Boy, we had a busy, busy week this week with the convention in town and lots of meetings. Anyway, we're crossing the tracks. We're going to let Jake have a break there, little buddy. So, yeah, it's, we actually had the Minister of Education from China in here on Tuesday. But even before, and they were really interested in the technology and, you know, the education of the blind in the United States and so forth. So they spent quite a bit of time with us. It was, you know, they were represented by the Overbrook School. They have an international program there. Good boy, little buddy. Alright, we're heading on. So, but the week started out being busy even before that because, I guess it really started Saturday. Liz took her grandson, Joseph, back to Kansas. And what she did was took a flight, Delta, which means you go through Cincinnati. So she flies from here to Cincinnati and then from Cincinnati to Kansas City and gets there. Keith meets her at the gate and she hands off Joseph and the baggage claim, turns around and gets back on the same plane, flies back. So she gets back about midnight. In the meantime, there was a bunch of old friends and some new acquaintances I met wanted to get together for a big poker game. So I went up to the Galt house and we had a ball doing that. We were all kind of mentioning that this is the first time any of us, we were all totally blind. And it's the first time any of us had played a good serious game like that, you know, with all totally blind players. So we were having to use some techniques to keep track of the cards. And it was pretty interesting. We worked it all out well, though. And I got back about a little after midnight. So, Next day, we went over to the exhibit hall. In fact, yeah, we did that podcast.
No.
Hey there. And that night we went out and had dinner with Steve Gomez from Springer Design. Who's Rob and Pamela and Liz and I. Went over to a place just across the river here in Indiana. Seems funny that Indiana's so close to Kentucky, but it's right across the river. And the Gold House is right on the river, pretty much. So it wasn't far at all. Yeah, that's it, little buddy. Yeah, looks like I might have pretty well got all these branches this morning. And then Monday, well, that night we didn't get back till very late either. So it's probably around 11:30. Late for me. I'm an early morning person. You might have noticed that from me doing podcasts at 4 and 5 and 6 in the morning. Well, Jake's looking up like he sees some branches, but he's getting me around them. You're a good boy. Yes, you are. So, let's see, that was Sunday. So, Monday morning, I was going to, this friend of mine in town was going to pick me up, and we were going to go to the Seeing Eye Graduates Breakfast that the Seeing Eye has at the conventions every year. And I'll be darned, about 20 after 6, hear the doorbell, and I'm still in bed. I totally forgot about it. So much for that. And then we ended up going back up to the Gold House. I went to a couple of meetings on Monday. Tried recording one of them, and my battery went dead. One thing I did find out about the battery in this jukebox, though, is it actually recharges by leaving it plugged into the USB port. So that's kind of cool. And then Tuesday, we had the Chinese people there, and, well, several people from around the country wanted to meet with various people at APH. I actually had 4 meetings scheduled for 10 o'clock on Tuesday and managed to, you know, just skip from one to the other. I think we pretty much got everything taken care of that we needed to. And it's been like that all week. So, I'm glad it's Friday. Yeah, I think I'm just going to relax this weekend. I do need to mow the grass. I talked about it the other day, but I never did do it. It really needs it now. And in truth, it's a lot easier to do it when it's long. You can tell exactly where you've been. Okay, so, as I mentioned, one of the emails was from Scott wanting to know about care of a guide dog. He's considering getting one. And I think it made it on this morning's recording that I just feed Jake and Fred once a day. I feed Jake 3 big cups and Fred 2. And I use Purina 1. I've used different things over the years, but this one I like pretty well. And I probably shouldn't even divulge one of my primary reasons for liking it so much, but I will. This is a tell-all show, right? And that reason is that it makes a more compact poop. Now, one of the considerations you have to deal with when you have a guide dog is the poop situation. So, you know, I just use sandwich bags, actually. And I keep several in my back pocket, a couple spares in my wallet. And, you know, they fold down pretty tight. All right, we got the light, little buddy. Good boy. So, now you need to keep picked up after your dog. And you need also to keep them brushed. Now the schools recommend that you brush them every day. I hope people are seeing I don't hear this thing. No, they know how it is. I brush Jake and Fred probably 2 or 3 times a week. Hey there.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? And then, of course, another consideration, especially here in the South, is keeping fleas and ticks off the dogs. And that actually is much, much easier now than it was 24 years ago when I first started using a guide dog. You used to have to use the, you know, the powders or something like that. Now there's this stuff, I believe it's called Frontline, and you squeeze it between their shoulder blades. And it lasts about a month. And it really does the trick for both ticks and fleas. You still have to give them a heartworm tablet once a month. But those are even pretty good. They make them now where they're flavored so the dogs think it's a treat. Oh, back on the feeding now. You know, when we're in school and a lot of people continue to do it, you know, they'll split the dog's daily allotment of feed between two meals, and you know, I'm sure the dog actually prefers that. But I kind of lead sort of the lifestyle where I'm not always home. And so what I prefer to do, and I think I've made it fairly comfortable for the dogs, is that what I'll do is feed them once in the morning. Good boy. Yeah, that's pretty low branches, but Jakey got me through there just fine. He's a good dog. And then give him little small dog-sized treats. And you know, this is actually something I didn't realize till